This is Ozarks at Large. As coronavirus cases continue to grow throughout the United States, international travel is getting more complicated. And with a new academic year looming, universities are weighing the risks of sending students overseas for study abroad this fall. Ozarks at Large's Daniel Carruth reports.
Last week, the University of Arkansas Office of Study Abroad announced that all international programs for the fall semester have been suspended. Joining a growing number of U.S. colleges, including the University of Central Arkansas and Arkansas State University, officially halting travel for students through the end of 2020. Sarah Malloy, the office's director, says the growing number of positive virus cases in the U.S., along with growing concern about travel safety, all factored into the decision.
We relied on our international travel policy. So we critically look at factors like the CDC's travel health notice. We look at the U.S. Department of State's travel warning levels. We also looked at Canadian equivalent of the State Department as well, just to kind of compare what are other countries doing as well in terms of evaluating the health and safety circumstances surrounding international travel outside of North America. And then in addition to that, the Overseas Security Advisory Council, we ran a matrix and we looked at 20 different countries that students are or had been planning to study abroad in this fall, looked at the travel warning level, the health warning levels, and based on what we knew at this time, and with student health and safety in mind, and acknowledging the limitations or potential limitations of international travel, we made the decision to suspend fall programs.
Typically, 150 students would travel overseas in the fall, mainly through the university's Rome Center. The office does offer other coordinated programs through outside entities and will allow some students to petition for an exemption for travel, but is encouraging them to defer to a later term. For now, Malloy says the office is offering alternative experiences, including online courses through the Rome Center and remote international internships.
Even if international mobility is limited this fall, it doesn't mean that cross-cultural experiences are limited. So this summer, we are hosting a series of different summer webinars with our partner organizations, kind of hosting 30-minute sessions for students to jump in and learn about virtual international internships, what they are, what they mean, how they might impact students and the student experience. You know, the field at large of study abroad and at the U of A in particular, I think we're poised to transform and to innovate and looking for cross-cultural experiences for our students that in a time of limited mobility allow them to still get real-world experience, project-based experience, and cross-cultural contact as well. So students can receive academic credit just as they might for an internship even here in Northwest Arkansas with an international company. But it's new. I mean, you know, this is where we launched a pilot with the Honors College this summer to pilot international internships, virtual international internships.
And she says while these programs will look different, they still have cross-cultural value for students.
I mean, when you look at this, you know that students are going to be having to juggle even different time zones. You know, they might be logging in to work a little earlier in the morning just to stay on track with their British counterparts. There may be office cultural differences that become apparent even through the computer. I mean, I think students will see different management styles come through even based on country, based on culture, that they just wouldn't see otherwise.
And when it comes to resuming study abroad in 2021, Malloy says that's not a guarantee.
You know, we're also going to have to do that on balance with, you know, are other countries allowing U.S. travelers to enter their countries? There's going to be a lot at play, a lot to juggle.
But there's one thing that Malloy says she is sure about, and that's how the pandemic will impact how students experience international study in the future.
There are going to be social distancing and or physical distancing guidelines that are in place by different countries. Students are going to be expected to wear the mask and abide by those social customs or social expectations of other countries. There's this sense that when you go abroad, you can, you know, get a different stamp in your passport across the way. I think until there is a vaccine, we've got to be really careful about educating our students in terms of resetting their expectations. That weekend trip to Prague or London just simply isn't as viable of an option if you take into account, you know, potential self-isolation that might have to accompany a weekend trip. They'll get to know their neighborhoods in a more in a deeper way than they've maybe thought about engaging in before. So they'll get to know their local grocery store in a deeper way, how the local community enjoys their weekend. And so that's a part of it that I think I'm looking forward to kind of resetting expectations with students about.
For Ozarks at Large, I'm Daniel Carruth.